Can you lend me a tenner, Rich?
A tenner? What for?
I need to pay the taxi, and I've left my wallet at home.
Taxi? You're getting paid too much.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, the meter's ticking.
All right. I suppose you want a couple of quid for the tip as well.
That'll do nicely. Oh, see you in a minute.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to look at the language of paying for things.
That's right. It can be quite difficult paying for things sometimes because there might be specific language and also cultural differences to think about.
In some places, it can be easy to pay for things. When I'm abroad in a country that doesn't speak English, do you know where I love going?
Where?
The supermarket. It's brilliant. You get a trolley and put things in it. You pay for your things with your card at the checkout. You leave with your stuff, job done, and not a word spoken.
Not a word?
Well, it depends where I am. I might try saying bonjour or assalamu alaikum, or maybe spasibo or grazie, but that's all I need.
Come on, Rich. You've got to try a bit harder than that.
Yes, I know. And we want our listeners to try harder than that too. That's why in this podcast, we're going to look at some situations when you pay for things that might be trickier, more difficult.
When this podcast is over, we hope that you will feel more comfortable paying for things in some different situations.
We want this podcast to help you with the language you can use and some of the phrases you might hear when paying for things.
And we hope that it will give you an idea of aspects of British culture too, because it's not just language that can be confusing in these situations.
In this section, we're going to role play four different situations where you have to pay for things.
Your first task is to listen to our dialogue and try to guess where we are and what we're paying for.
For example, we might be in a greengrocer's and Jack might be paying for some tomatoes.
After the dialogues, we will tell you where we were and then have a look at some of the language we used and give you some other things to think about when you're in these situations in the UK.
Right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I know you're ready. I meant our listeners.
Ah, okay. Let's start. Role play number one. Where are we and what am I paying for?
And can you tell me which stand you'd like to sit in?
I think we'd like to sit in the centenary stand.
That's fine. There are plenty of seats available. How many seats were you after?
I'd like two, please.
Two adults?
Yes.
Okay. Are you club members?
No.
And it's for the Liverpool-Newcastle match, right?
That's right, yes.
So that's two adults for the Newcastle match in the centenary stand for non-members. The total price will be £107. Can you give me your credit card number, please? That's the long number on the front of the card.
Hold on, let me get it. Okay, it's 4567-8456-7721.
And the expiry date?
It's 0921.
And the security code on the back of the card?
Sorry, where's that?
It's the last three digits on the back of the card.
Ah, yes, here. It's 302.
Perfect. We'll put the tickets in the post, and they should be with you in a day or two. Role play number two. Where are we and what am I paying for?
Where to, mate?
Leicester Square, please.
Is it your first time in London?
I've been here a couple of times, but I don't know it that well.
You should definitely go to Covent Garden. That's near Leicester Square. And are you a football fan? Whereabouts, mate?
Just here's fine.
That'll be £12.40.
There you go. Keep the change.
Cheers. I'll just get your bags. Role play number three. Where are we and what am I paying for?
Quick, run. We'll miss it.
All right, I'm coming.
Don't worry. It's the number 63. We need the 41.
Oh, thanks for making me run.
Look, it's here now.
Go on then, get on. What's that?
It's an Oyster card. You don't have one?
No.
You'll have to pay then.
How much is a single to Liverpool Street?
It's a flat rate, £2.
Right, I've got a tenner here.
You can't pay with that. You need the exact change. I'll lend you a couple of quid. Role play number four. Where are we and what am I paying for?
Would you like anything else? A coffee?
No thanks. Just the bill, please.
Of course. Would you like to pay by card or cash?
By card.
No problem. Contactless, okay? You can just put your card here and wait for the beep. It's contactless. You don't need to put the card in the machine.
I don't think I have that.
That's okay. Put your card in the machine and press the green button.
Yes, of course. It says pounds or euros.
You can choose to pay in pounds or you can pay in your local currency.
Ah, I see. Pounds. And this?
You can add a tip if you wish.
Of course. Okay. Enter your PIN. Good.
Would you like a receipt?
Yes, please.
We ask you to listen to four dialogues and think where we were and what we were buying.
The first role play was on the telephone to a ticket office at a football stadium. Jack was paying for football tickets.
The second role play was in a taxi and Rich was paying for his journey.
The third role play was on the bus and Jack was paying his bus fare.
And the fourth role play was at a restaurant and Rich was paying for a meal. Did you get them all right?
In this section, we're going to take a look at some of the phrases we used in the role plays that are useful for you to learn. Let's start with the ticket office on the telephone.
When you buy things on the telephone, you usually have to use your credit card.
There are three things to listen for when paying by credit card. Your credit card number, the expiry date of your card, and the security number.
Most credit cards in the world look similar, so these numbers should be easy to find. The credit card number and the expiry date are usually on the front of the card, and the security number on the back.
The security number is often called the CVV number and is usually the last three digits of the number on the back of your card.
The second role play was in a taxi, and there are some useful phrases to learn here. The taxi driver might say, "Where to?" when you get in, or you might just need to say where you want to go if he or she doesn't say anything.
Another phrase to learn is, "That'll be." A taxi driver often says this when he gives you the price. That'll be £20, for example. A taxi driver might not say pounds either. He might just say, 20, or he might say something more informal like 20 quid, mate.
Another useful phrase is keep the change. If the taxi fare is £18, you might say keep the change when you give £20 to the driver. This is common in the UK.
The third role play was on a bus. A useful phrase to know is exact change or exact change only. This means that the driver won't give you any money back, so you need to pay the exact price of your ticket.
This is quite common in the UK, so it's useful to have some change in your pocket.
Another useful phrase is flat fare. This means that the price is the same for all tickets on the bus. This is quite common in some UK cities.
Rich mentioned an Oyster card in the role play. This is a type of card that you can buy to use on public transport. Different cities have different types.
In London, for example, you can't use cash on buses. You have to pay with an Oyster card or a contactless bank card. If you have one of these, you just swipe your card when you get on a bus.
Our final role play was in a restaurant, and there were some useful phrases in this role play too. Can I have the bill, please? Is always a useful phrase to know.
And waiters often ask if you would like to pay by card or cash. That's a useful phrase to know.
And you might hear a waiter say, contactless okay. This is a really common way of paying by card nowadays.
Would you like a receipt? Is useful too. A receipt is a record of what you paid on a bit of paper. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was hospital pass. It's when one player kicks the ball to a teammate when there's an opposition player nearby. This is a dangerous thing to do because both players will try to get to the ball and they might crash into each other.
I thought it was a pretty difficult expression, so well done to those of you who got it right. People who got it spot on include Lubomir Sabanaleg and Violinka from Ukraine, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, Leika Wang from China, El Ghul from Algeria, and Hariyuki from Japan. What's this week's football phrase?
This week's football phrase is a football word. It's a... This is an event that happens to decide which teams play each other in a cup competition. For example, last week the... was made for the World Cup in Russia.
This word can confuse people because it's got another meaning in football that's more common.
Not too much help, Rich.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
And don't forget to listen to our roundup show called This Week. All the action from Match Week 16 will be on the Premier Skills homepage on Monday.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.